Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Erickson.
And today I have returning guest, Amory Castillo is here. Hi.
Oh my gosh. Wait, returning guest. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even remember what year that was.
That was probably about 4 years ago. You came on with Paul. Okay. You have not yet met Paul. Another funny comic. Yeah. So yes. And that was in person when we podcasted.
Yeah. Yeah. We were sitting up in whatever room of your house and I was holding a disco ball and that's pretty much what I remember.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I had this beautiful finished attic and I created this mural. It was a really awesome space and I had a disco ball in it just on the floor. So yeah, it was a really cool space.
It was just, did it stay put? I mean, it was a ball and it was just chilling on the floor.
It was just like on the floor, but I just liked it in the space, you know, like the light would come in and it would cast the stuff. And I already had this like really beautiful ethereal mural. So I had my alien skateboard up there. Like I just wanted it to be a really artsy, cool, different space.
It was cool. It was worth the trip to New Jersey at the time.
Thank you. Yeah. Not everyone's willing to take the trip.
Not everyone said it was worth it afterwards.
Thanks, Siege.
It was worth it. Kate Wolf is one of my favorites.
Right.
You have one of those last names, by the way, that I can't just call you Kate. Like anytime, like I feel like even you're one of those. Like it's always like, it's not Kate, it's Kate Wolf. Like it's weird how certain people have that thing.
That's very true. I grew up with her and nobody could say just the Kate.
Right? Just the Kate.
Well, it's so weird.
There were other just Kates. There were other just Kates and Katies and stuff like that. And so you couldn't really, you had to do the Kate Wolf.
Well, I'm Wolfie. The middle school math teacher called me
Wolfie. I like Wolfie.
And I am Wolfie. I'm a very Wolfie person. You know, I'm all about staying primal while being enlightened. So I'm Wolfie.
Yeah. I don't know if Kate Wolf is, but I would love to try to start calling you Wolfie.
You can call me Wolfie. Wait, so you
but
were saying
I feel like
before,
it's more like, go ahead.
You were saying before that, can you say what your original name was and how your family?
Oh, I can tell you. It's so funny. This is, okay, so Amory Castillo is my stage name. And so when you know, I'm a very, your co-host is getting to know me, but I'm a very like social person and whatever, recovering people pleaser, as you will. That's what I call myself. But everyone you meet, I can tell what part of the life that I'm from because I grew up, my name's Alexandra Marie. And then people started calling me Amory as I got older. So that became my stage name in entertainment. And my biological last name's Hakala, which is a tough one. It's Finnish, Heikkila. And when I was getting into entertainment and I'll talk to all these agents and managers when I was like a young pup, they're like, oh, Hakala will never work. And my mom married my stepdad and his last name's Castillo. I was like, that's a badass last name. And I was like, can I use your last name for my stage name? And so now it's Amory Castillo instead of Alexandra Marie Hakala. But now I'm getting married and my last name is going to be Murray. So now everyone thinks I should go by A. Murray. So
A.
We'll
Murray? Oh my God. Yeah, it's like A. Marie.
A. Marie. And people can't even say A. Marie, right? So we joke about it. And my fiance Kyle, we're like, we'll just call me A. Murray. We'll see what happens. Stay tuned.
I mean, it's so funny because it is so similar. I didn't get it at first. And I'm like, oh, it is very, it's just like, but that would throw me off because if I heard people calling you that, I would have been like, oh, like, shit, I've been mispronouncing A. Marie. No, I wouldn't even know what was going on.
At least you're not calling me Anne or Anna Marie, which people still do that on the comedy scene. I'm like, there's a big M right there. Where are you getting the N from? It's A. Marie.
Anyway. Well, you could just do not a Chris Rock. You could do a Will Smith and just slap him.
No, that's not in my nature. I'm a lover, not a slapper.
So let's talk about it since I just.
All right. That's a great segue.
Yeah. I'm getting better with my segues and, you know.
Your transitions. when you texted me yesterday, I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to hear this story.
So this is what happened. Okay. Not between Will and Chris. We'll get to that in a second. But the first original beef was between me and Chris Rock. So
that was the original Chris Rock beef between him and Kate Wolf.
Yes. He never caught these hands, but
not yet.
He spiritually did because he hurt my feelings. So what happened was I was at Stand Up New York. I had just performed and like was hanging out in like by the bar, you know, with some other comics, and you had the one of the club owners, maybe both of them were in there, and unexpectedly Chris Rock just walked in wanting a spot, and like no one knew that he was coming in. So it was like, and Shane was there, who was six at the time, my son. So he was kind of sitting there, and Chris Rock looked in and was like, oh my God, you know, we were all just talking to him, and I was kind of shell shocked, and I was like, shit, I'm gonna have to like break cool and ask him for a picture. Like, I can't help it. Like, I knew it was annoying, but I'm like, I need a picture with Chris Rock. So I was like, Chris, sorry to be annoying, but could I get a picture with you? And he said something like, ugh. And I was just like, but he didn't say no yet. He was like, and I was like, look, if you let me take a picture with you, one day I'll let you take a picture with me. He did not think it was funny. He was like, no. He was like, I had lunch with
Leonard. That's when you slapped the shit out of me. That was the
first. He goes verbally. He goes, no. He goes, do you know Leonardo DiCaprio? I had brunch with him yesterday. Did you ever hear of him? Did you ever hear of his movie Inception? Do you think I asked him? Do you think I asked him for a picture? And I was like, no. And then I walked to Shane, who was like by the bench. That was like, I was like, just a single mom wanting a picture. And like, Shane and I sadly,
so dejected.
We sadly left Stand Up New York. And I was like, mommy just got dissed by Chris Rock. And he's like, who's Chris Rock? And I was like, exactly. And then we saw Zootopia the week later, and it was like starring Chris Rock, and Shane was like, oh my God, it's Universe. Chris Rock. I was like, yes, now my son knows him too.
He's doing pretty good for himself. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome though, that you have that story on a positive note.
But I annoyed Chris Rock side. Really badly.
You annoyed Chris Rock. Maybe he's been humbled since, maybe as of Sunday, who knows? But of all Leo movies, that's the one he had to pick. Not my favorite.
That one might be my favorite Leo movie.
Oh yeah. I'm like
a dream within a dream within a dream. Holy shit.
It hurts my head.
Now Kate, I know this is your podcast and you're asking me questions, but I'm just curious from a comedic perspective, were you kind of like, don't you think it kind of like slapped us comics in the face though? Like, okay, I was just curious,
because I mean, once again, I'm not saying violence is the answer, but sometimes, rarely, it can be if someone's pushing too far. I'm not saying in that exact circumstance it was called for. I do think that you never go after a woman who's bald. There is a high percentage she is battling cancer and has lost her hair due to the treatments, or she has something else. Sometimes a woman chooses to go bald on her own, and that's beautiful and that's great. But I am always, when I'm on stage, pretty careful and sensitive about things like that. And I see in the comedy community, people can get really mean, and I feel like they cross lines. And I think it's cool to be edgy, but sometimes, not even sometimes, I've seen a lot in the community, people, I think, pushing it too far, and words have power. And I have tried to not just be a comedian, but to be sensitive when I'm on stage. And I would never go after a woman who's bald. I mean, you have to be, I think, smarter than that. And sometimes if you cross a line, you're going to catch some hands, because there are limits verbally, and verbal abuse is real. And I don't know, if someone came at me, I wouldn't physically go after them, I don't think, but like, people should be pretty careful, I think, a bit more careful about their words. I think people can be quite careless, in my opinion. But did he deserve to get slapped? I don't know. I mean, I was on my birthday and I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I don't know whether this particular instance violence was necessary, but like, I feel like violence, you know, like we were great kids because we got our asses whooped. No. You know, a lot of me and my friends, because we used to get ass whoopings. And we were great. We got good grades because we got ass whooped if we didn't get good grades, you know? And so it was a bright future.
I'm against hitting kids. I'm pro hitting comedians.
No, no, I'm just for.
Someone can come for me. Let's tussle.
I'm not for beating kids myself. I'm for as a kid being beat. Not beat.
I'm against
being little ass.
I'm against
if we have a kid and he ever tries to touch them, he will catch my hand so hard.
I'm not, Jesus.
You guys got to meet half. You got to meet halfway at that. It's compromising.
I guess.
I guess the only thing, because I've been really thinking about it. I always think there's two sides, and then there's like the truth or whatever. But I've been having a hard time and struggling with comedy because in the last couple years, because it's just becoming too sensitive. And I think with those award shows, also, honestly, from a comedic, sometimes I think if you don't deliver a joke right, or like it was poorly written and he did it differently, it could have been different. And I'm not saying it could have been about anyone. It could have been about a woman shaved head or a white person, a black person, whatever. But also I feel like, I don't know, I was watching from a comic spot. I'm like, oh, he did not do that right in general. I'm not saying it's right
it
or wrong.
It was a poor
but,
hack and right, sensitive
joke. Just the flavor, just the spin, just the mood. Right. Like,
so,
and that's so hard to
I've
control
seen, I've seen, but. I've seen all these roasts. I usually don't like, you know me, Kate, you know me personally. I don't like roast battles. But that's why I don't do them. But I respect them because the writing is phenomenal sometimes. And I think it's really cool to be able to laugh at yourself, whether you're a drug addict, you're going through cancer, or like whatever it's like you're going through. But that's just not my style. But I'm not going to hate on anyone else. I think it could have just been handled differently on both ends. And
it was phenomenal. Look, once again, I'm really not... I don't want to say I'm not a violent person because I feel like I often have violent emotions. I do. Like I feel deeply
you want to hurt people.
Sometimes.
Deeply.
Honestly,
I think you're an empathetic, open human and you feel a lot. It's not that you're violent or angry. You feel so much. You're so in tune with energies and universe. So I would be scared to mess with you.
There's so much pain here on earth that's unresolved and I feel it. And
like
when I see someone pop off, I'm just a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air fan. I like that he apologized because I do think in general, we should ride our emotions and get to that centered place. If he had stayed calm and then the next day, him and Jada talked about how deeply that hurt them, Chris Rock right now would be having to apologize, in my opinion. I think the joke was hack. I think it was insensitive. If I'm smart enough after over 10 years of comedy to not go after a woman who's bald, other people don't have to smarten up, but they might get socked in the mouth and I'll be eating popcorn.
But also,
because some of these people need to learn how to be more sensitive, and people hold pain to a certain point. And like, I think, if we can all just actually be kinder and not just pretend to be nice, like if people could actually do that, there'll be less violence in general.
Okay. But. So what about, this isn't really a counter argument on violence, but like she publicly humiliated her husband a couple months ago, openly cheating on him and bringing another dude to an award show. Like, I think that's pretty insensitive as well, even though I don't know their relationship. Right. So I mean, I just think with monologues and award shows, like we've seen it by like a million people, just like whether it's making fun of like from physical to like mental to like whatever they're going through. And I think the real discussion there is a line, right? And people like Dave Chappelle, that's my other good example I have. Really, I think he does it well, crosses lines, but that's my opinion. And Andrew Schultz, but that's just like my opinion. But comedy's subjective. I know.
No,
Don't get me started.
It is. I like how, I'll let you speak on it, Siege.
Or Aaron Berg. Aaron Berg is another one who I adore. They cross a lot of lines and I'm like, damn. Like, I couldn't say it because that's not who I am. But I don't think they're bad people, but they just know how to go there.
I think sometimes I watch comedy and everyone's laughing and I'm like, that was mean. And it seems like, most people aren't with me there. And I'm kind of watching in horror and I'm just not surprised. Once again, I'm not saying he should have handled it that way, but at the same time, Chris Rock dissed me pretty hard. So him getting slapped on my birthday felt like a karmic birthday gift.
Did you manifest that, Kate? Did you were like, this is what's going to happen? That's the last thing I thought was going to happen. I thought some really woke stuff was going to happen at the Oscars, but not that.
I think that was woke because I think we live in a very fake society where people they push their violence down. Like, we're shocked. But if you go on any main TV show that is like super popular, people are getting the shit beat out of them. Every Marvel movie is the most violent, crazy thing. That's what we're watching. Our kids are playing violent video games. And then someone gets slapped at the Oscars because they made, in my opinion, an insensitive hack joke. It's not the worst thing I've seen. I'm like, yeah, I just watched like guts getting ripped open on like American Gods and on Euphoria, you know, people getting their face split open. Like, it's really like real in a sense. Like, there's an anger that people don't deal with and it's bubbling to the surface. And, you know, once again, I'm sure Will and Chris will talk it out and it's all fine. And no, violence shouldn't be the first thing, but every now and then, I don't know.
I also feel like the male ego handles things differently than women do. So I'm sure like, punch him in the ball or all right, bro, and then they'll like get a beer. Like, I don't know, men are weird.
I'll just hex a hoe, you know.
Yeah, I know. 1-800 hex a hoe. Like I said, if I ever need like a spell or something done, I'm calling you, dude.
Calling.
She is the only person I know who does spells.
That was kind of like a bad hacky joke for knowing Kate Wolf. So like, that was like awful. That was just, we should just have a slap button.
We should just have done this in person. Everyone just slap each other for fun. Whatever. What do you think about the whole thing?
See, I didn't really hear the whole joke. I heard like the end of it, and it was something about G.I. Jane. I think it also got
see, that movie is 20 years old too. I'm like, make a relevant joke. Like, it's like 20. G.I. Jane came out, I think, when I was like 7 years old. I don't know. I was in elementary school, I think. I'm like, bro, Chris Rock, let's get up with the times at least. Let's like, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't a good joke.
I thought it could have been.
That's why.
Yeah. I thought it could have been like just almost G.I. Jane kind of makes you sound a little badass. Like, maybe it's like, you're kind of rocking this. You're kind of rocking that, right? You know, like, I thought there was enough spin. And you know what I was thinking too? I was thinking, if you're the Oscars host, I heard that you rehearse those jokes in front of people who run the thing like for months beforehand. Mm-hmm. And so there had to be people who, well, I don't know. Do they do? I'm not a comedian, so I don't know this.
I feel like I feel like there's writers at the Oscars. I'm not saying Chris Rock didn't write his monologue, but there's probably a group of writers. That's why I feel like the actual joke, I think it was kind of riffed almost. Like he probably had a joke. And then sometimes when you're on stage and you start riffing, like improvising, that's what it almost felt like. And I was like, oh dude, this is where you do your polish stuff, man. Like,
right.
But do you know what I mean? Like, that's it. Because if you're going to go there, like, go there. That's, you can tell with comics. Like, I'm not saying this was a good joke or bad joke. If you're going to take it there, you better commit. Like,
and there are some, like Amy Poehler and Tina Fey at the Golden Globes, they do that perfectly. They go at people, but in a way that no one's left hurting, as far as I know. Who knows, maybe they did accidentally hurt someone. But I feel like there's a real art form to finding the funny in a way that doesn't hurt people. And I think it's really important. And people thought I was like a herb for talking like this for so long in comedy. Like, no, it's important to still be in your body and feel with your heart. Like, which might sound funny, I'm saying that and then condoning violence, because I'm not really condoning violence. I'm saying I kind of understand why that happened. And if someone came after a family member of mine, I don't know. Like I said, I would never take it to physical things.
I'm telling you, this is, but I'm aware of myself and my comedy. So like, I don't go to place, like even sometimes when I'm writing, I want to, I'm like, I'm going to do this. No, I'm not. Cause I know like, that's not who I am. I'm thinking it maybe in my own house. I'm like, ooh, this is so dark and edgy. I'm going to go do this. No, I'm, and I get on stage. I'm like, I'm not going to do this. But also this is why I choose not to do roast battles. Cause that's who I am. I cannot.
I can't either.
I just can't. I'm getting, I can do it with sports teams. I can do it with other stuff I'm passionate about, but with human to human, I just can't handle roast battles. It's even the celebrity ones. I'm like, oh, like I feel bad.
Yeah. I mean, you're just a really nice person though. Like your comedy is, even when you go edgy, like you just don't have a meanness to you, you know? Yeah, and like, yeah. No. And I'm not trying to pinpoint a particular comic.
The Finnish don't have a mean bone in their body.
I think they do. I've met some. Yeah, no, I think they do. I just think I'm a, I know comics used to tell me, Kate Wolf, I don't know if you get this, but everyone's like, Amory, you're just so nice. I'm like, are you like worried? Like comics be like, you're just so nice. Like they're like surprised. Like there's a nice comics out there, which there are. You know what I mean? You're just so nice.
Which you are. And there was a time at a roast battle that I got too high at that point. I hadn't really smoked much weed ever in my life.
Uh-oh, too high, Kate.
And I was too getting high, a Kate. Panic attack. And I looked right over at Amory and I could like feel her safety. Like it was just an interesting thing. And I went right up to her. I was like, I feel safe near you. And she was like, okay, seriously. And I told her and she just stayed right near me. And I kind of like went like that, like, but it's real. And I think it's important to hold on to that part of you, no matter what you enter, even if it's sports, mm-hmm. We'll segue into sports. Because you work for, am I allowed to say who you work for?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Of course.
Okay.
But thank you for asking, but yeah.
Well, let's see if I get it right. CBS Sports.
Okay, so this is like where it gets complicated.
Okay.
So I work for a company, for people that don't know about sports media, I work for Cumulus Media, which is like the main company. And then it works with all these radio stations. And then the big dogs like CBS works with other radio stations, if that makes any sense. It's like a big family sports web. So I'm not in New York anymore. I was in New York the last 13 years, had to move back to my hometown of New Mexico. I mean, it's a common theme during the pandemic, huh? Moving back to your hometown. and the sports radio station here, who's a Cumulus Media, who's affiliated with like CBS Sports and all these other big people. It's called the Sports Animal. And they needed a producer, an on-air personality. And it was just like perfect timing. And they love that I was a female, because that's very important now, I guess. That's always whatever. Oh my God, yeah, and you're a female. This is just like, oh my God, this is crazy. And so like I got my dream job being back here, which is great. And it's a great company to work for. So we're that's affiliate awesome. Of all the, yeah, to make it less complicated. So if I work for the Sports Animal, I'm on the radio every weekday, 7 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time, talking sports.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the shit.
Dude.
7 to 10 a.m. on Monday through Friday?
7 to 10 a.m. Yeah. So I'm it's the opening drive. It's called the opening drive.
Is that all the hours that you work?
I mean, it's when I'm on air. But other than that, you know, I'm doing my research. I'm doing podcasts. I'm keeping up with my stand-up. I'm always doing some side hustles. I'm also... I don't know if I'm committing this year, but I actually think I'm going to become an NFL scout, which requires me to go to school for like 20 weeks, which is going to be awesome. So
are you serious? Like you're going to go say who is awesome and should be in the NFL?
Yeah, I think that's my next side hustle that I'm going to pursue.
Oh my gosh.
You yeah, so I'm not messing around here. And then I just love doing stand up. I don't put my pressure on to make stand up my thing. I just like it's I want to enjoy it, cuz for a while I wasn't. And so it's just like stand up's like one of my favorite things to do, and I enjoy it so much more now that I don't put so much pressure on it. I don't know if you ever feel this way, Kate. And now it's even working out better cuz I wasn't trying to fit in the box. I was doing stand up the way I want to do it. So, but NFL scout, it's, you go to the scouting academy. It's virtual. Everything's virtual now. You go for like 20 weeks, like it's intense study, and they teach you how to be a scout for an NFL team. And then you try to get hired by one, but the demand for females everywhere in sports, they want more females. So, I've been doing media. And I was at this combine for college, which if you don't know what combines are, I'm not talking to you guys like you are idiots, but it's where college kids get looked at to get drafted. And I was doing media, and this guy was like, Amory, you should totally be an NFL scout. Cause it's like, everyone thinks should be in sales. So they're like, you love football, you travel, you can live anywhere. Just, you know, you can still do the comedy, and like, it'd be really cool. And I was like, and I like it more than media, because media is drama and scouting's more of like player development. You help people develop as humans, which I think is really cool, on and off the field, which I think is like really cool. Cause I'm so passionate about sports and like, especially football. So I was like, I can take these little 18-year-old boys and make them into men, make them into millionaires for 10 years. That's awesome. So anyways,
after that, who knows, but those 10 years,
but those 10 years. Long. Yeah, no, but that's one venture I'm looking into, but right now I'm loving radio. It combines stand up and everything. Just, it's so much fun. It's just
what,
like,
what's your team? I've never what
been,
are your
I've
teams?
Never been, sorry. I've never been this happy before.
great.
My teams change all the time, except for professional football. The NFL, I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan. So, but with other sports, I just get really attached to players and teams. Like it's weird, but I'm like obsessed with the Minnesota Vikings. My engagement ring is a Vikings silicone ring. You can't see it, but oh, this is the best,
by the
way.
It's purple and yellow.
Oh, it says Vikings.
So I can see it enough.
Yeah, no,
but
I'm
a pretty squinty dude.
That's amazing.
So
is, you know, he like a Minnesota Viking?
No.
I just thought possibly you're in that like arena.
No. But I saw one of my friends, because I want a bling ring, but I don't want to wear it every day. So I told him, because I saw my friends wearing a team ring, and I was like, oh my God, I want one of those for every day. So like, he got me this for engagement. It was so cute. But you know how people are so judgmental in this world? Whenever girls ask me like, oh my God, let me see the rock, I'm like, and they're like, but if you know me, it's like, oh, that's so you. But anyways,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I know, it's just really funny because everyone's like, what?
Just, well, that's the attitude of how it should be, you know, with rings.
Oh like my people, God.
People spend money tell they don't
rings,
have.
I know.
Look, yeah. I love jewelry, but I'm working on a limited budget. So I enjoy jewelry and get the best I can in my budget. I don't break my bank for a necklace or a ring. I mean, the next big purchase will be a home, not something.
But
now, if I'm ever rich, like super dupes rich, sure, maybe I'll get a fancy ring. But like, and I do have a nice ring. It's just, you know.
Congrats, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we got engaged. We haven't announced that on the podcast.
Oh, crap. Oh, I'm sorry. So. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
God. Did I? Am I breaking
it? It slipped our minds.
We're engaged.
Well, that happens.
And if people want the diamond too, I don't like, it's just funny. People always make weddings, funerals, everything about them. And then just like, I'm just like, cool. If you want to spend $20,000 a ring, do it. You want to have $100,000 wedding, do it. I'm like, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yes.
And I'm doing it.
Good. I love it.
Now, what were we looking at? Those like diamonds that are genetically engineered and they're exactly diamonds, but they don't cost as much as diamonds. What was that?
Is genetically engineered? No,
that's not the right term at all.
That sounds like you're mixing diamonds with like human parts.
It was to get you guys on the right track so you could tell me what it was. It was like,
they're simulated.
Not exactly.
No, they can make,
what are they?
They can make simulated diamonds now that are exactly like a diamond, but they're supposed to brand it so if someone's studying them, they still know what's real and what's not. But it is,
if someone has to study it and you have to write a name on it to tell you what it is, I feel like you should buy that shit.
Anyway, no, I'm so down with any crystal. I don't think anyone should need a diamond. There are so many beautiful clear stones, color stones, and they all have amazing energizing properties to them.
I've always been a big cubic zirconia guy. Just kidding. Go ahead.
I was like, dang. I don't even know what that is. You do like that?
It's fake diamonds.
It's also moissanite. I like it. If it looks like a diamond, I mean, it doesn't offend me.
It looks cool. I want an amethyst, actually. I picked out a couple amethysts I'm having him look at, but I just love I love purple and then amethyst stone, like I'm really attracted to. So I'm like, I want that. I don't want a diamond.
Yeah. I have an amethyst ring and I feel powerful wearing it. So I think you should definitely go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
Amethyst power. Okay.
I'm doing something right. Anyways, sorry.
I'm going to keep trying to talk about sports. The thing is that the last time I was
We don't have to. We can.
No, I want to, because you're the perfect person for it. I want to dig into this a little.
You were a cheerleader, though. You were at all the sports.
Were you? I was. You were too, weren't you?
A cheerleader?
Okay, I was.
No,
I thought maybe you were. She said she was like a cheerleader. No.
First of all, no. This athletic. This athletic body that I was blessed with in height. No, I was a basketball player.
Well, I was going to say, when I went to University of Maryland, the sport I got into was basketball. Yes. And we won the national championship when I was there. Damn. And that I got invested in. I slept out for Duke tickets, but I had to step away once I graduated because I got so emotionally invested in it. That like I'd be crushed if the team lost, and I didn't like living like that. I felt like I'd given so much of my power away to a sports team. And really since then, I'll watch sometimes a football game if it's on. I'm an Eagles fan because I'm from here. I know Eagles fans are supposed to be the worst people. And maybe that's why I'm not so against certain kinds of violence because I'm right up there with other Eagles.
It's that East Coast mentality. It's so different. I've lived on both coasts and I'm a sports fanatic. So I'll go to any sporting event. And it's just funny how different even regions act differently with their it's a different mentality every fan base you visit. It's very interesting. I'm like you. I am so invested, but only with the Vikings. I love just a good game. Like I get really invested, like right now with March Madness going on. I'm so obsessed with every team right now, but I'm not like committed. I just get obsessed.
Like, realize March Madness is going on. Like once I see a few commercials, like I see the news a few times, they talk about upsets and I'm like, oh shit, I missed, 75% of the tournament. So like I might catch a few games now and they're always awesome, but that happens to me every year.
It's just incredible. It's like 18-year-old men, just like incredible backstories. And with college, it's not about money. It's about the game. And it's just like, it's so good. And it's always like, there's always like the Cinderella team. Like this year was St. Peter's out of New Jersey that no one even heard of until this year. Well, so they haven't been since like, I think like 1989 to the tournament. Whatever, it doesn't matter. And like everyone was like so on board with them. They couldn't even afford to get their cheerleaders to the tournament, which I think is ridiculous because the NCAA has so much money. Anyways, No, I just love March Madness. But
that's an awesome story, though. I like that cap on the story that they couldn't afford to get their cheerleaders. You're like, damn, you poor bastards.
And
so happy for you that you made it.
They put the cheerleaders on like a Greyhound bus. I'm like, you couldn't fly them. You could fly them. Their team is playing.
They probably got harassed the entire bus ride.
I mean, this St. Peter's are beating huge schools. They're playing UNC. I mean, like, I know, but like, I'm like, you put these poor cheerleaders on an 11 hour drive. You can just put them on a quick little flight, little charter flight. But anyways,
I feel like that does make the story better, though, that the school can say that. And just be we said, you know, our cheerleaders are still on the bus. We're hoping they get here in time for the next game. I think that's kind of a cool play.
Everyone roots for an underdog. The underdog, we're playing the villains, the team that always wins, yada, yada, yada. But, but going back to your point, Kate, I'm investing in the Vikings. Like, I've cried over football games. I will drink myself silly if they're pissing me off. Like, you know, I'm like, I'm not going to drink today. And then by the halftime, I'm like, give me a shot. Like, it's like ridiculous. But now I work in it professionally. So I have to be a little more tame and I have to be a little more controlled. So it's funny.
You just let like a single tear run down and you wipe it away when you're at work.
Yeah, when I'm at work and like I have to talk about my rival and I hate them, but I have to be like professional about it. And I'm like,
I would love to see you slip. Not if it meant you getting fired, but just you being like, because that would be so funny. Like you're trying to be tame about the team and you're like, fuckers, you know.
Oh, I'm like, it's like it takes everything in me.
Who's the Vikings rival?
There's a couple, but the Green Bay Packers are like the number one. Can't stand them. Hate them. Like, oh my God, this is such a great story. My fiance and I were very competitive people. And so we had a bet where loser had to wear their least favorite team for like a day. And like, we're like immature people when it comes to our sports teams. So like I lost the bet. And so I had to wear a Green Bay shirt. And if he lost, I was going to make him wear a Tom Brady because he despises Tom Brady. I can't even say Tom Brady in our house. Like he despises him. So that's his rival. Okay. So I had to wear a Green Bay Packers shirt the whole day. And it was the worst day of my life.
Now I was wondering.
Everyone's coming up to me. They're like, go Pack, go. And I'm like, I was like, I hate this team. I was like so mad. And I'm going to send you pictures. He has pictures of me. He was taking pictures of me all day. It was so funny. Anyways.
See, I was wondering, cause you said my rival or whatever. And I was thinking, do you have like a radio rival or like,
I act like I'm the coach. Like I am like, I'm on the Minnesota Vikings. Obviously I'm the professional here. I'm the expert. I know everything.
Her team.
That's how we all, act. That's how you she act as it. Sports fans. We all think we know, but we don't.
Sportscaster type person though, is there another sportscaster that you hate their guts and they're your rival? Like in the movie Anchorman or something.
I think that's
a real thing.
I think it is a real thing. The thing that you have competition, like obviously the shows that are at the same time as us. The only other sports station here is an ESPN one. So there is a rival, but there is one girl I can't stand, but like, I try not to hate on people.
Yeah.
And it's really hard for me because like I just, you know, you can't stand some people, but there's something about Erin Andrews I just can't stand. I'm happy for her, good for her. She's a really cool fashion light out right now, but I just like don't like her. And I think that's okay.
It's okay for you to have rivals too.
I don't think she's genuine. She's not my rival. I'm nowhere near where she is career-wise, but I just don't like her yet. Yes, correct.
We think you are an invasion of privacy. I don't know how much that counts, but we're on.
You're the only sports anchor in my mind.
No,
you're the only place we get our sports. No. New Mexico sports.
I like focusing on who I love instead of who I hate. But there are so many incredible women who have mentored me and like who I look up to, who are making like opening a lot of doors for me daily. So but yeah, if you, I gave the tea who I don't like. There you go.
I'm feeling very edgy scared that I said I was happy Chris Rock got slapped.
don't feel scared. I'm not gonna be like after you're gone Facebook.
Look, he dissed me personally, and you know,
people to disagree. What if we all agreed? That'd be boring.
Yeah, I mean, and what if Kate, what if it was partly your fault?
What do you mean?
Well, that you asked him for an autograph. You really didn't feel like giving one. And then you gave him a little sass.
I'm just saying,
is it possible? It was many years ago. It was before.
Here's the truth.
You're a new person.
I possessed Will Smith's body, and it was me slapping Chris Rock across the face. I possessed him. And you know what? With an attitude like that, CG, I'm going to possess the next person you're near, and they're going to do it too. Because Chris Rock should just taken that picture with me and my child.
Yo, I'm made kind of a big dude. Joke. If you possess somebody to slap me, they're probably going to get fucked up.
Fine, you know I'll do what? It myself.
I mean, because I do believe in violence a little bit.
No,
a little bit. Come on.
Now, just
football is kind of violent.
Football is kind of violent.
Wrestling, I wrestled, I played football. You know, that stuff's kind of.
Sports definitely have, well, some sports.
It's physical. I say physical, not violent.
Okay, what about UFC? Are you a UFC? Do you comment on those things or no?
I don't. Kyle, my fiance, is super into it. I think what I love about sports and athletes is the mindset and the rituals and just the mindset that these athletes have. Like MMA to prepare to fight is like so inspiring to me. I get uncomfortable watching fighting. I'm not going to lie. I'm trying to watch more to understand techniques and like what they're actually doing. Cause it's actually interesting. Cause before I was like, oh my God, they're just like in weird positions that like, it also is like, I'm like, it looks sexual. It feels times. Sexual. Like, I'm like,
his arm. He's twisting his leg.
I'm like,
but they're
I'm
like there are names like, okay. to those moves. So you and, need to learn MMA, all the names.
MMA, they have storylines. It's entertainment. It's like, pro wrestling, but more, do not say that, actually take that out there. I'm saying like, there's always like a storyline and some like crap going on. But that kind of athleticism blows my mind. And I think the human body's incredible. And I think the human mind's incredible. So I just love athletes so much because it's so crazy what our bodies are capable of. So like, that's why I love watching.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Watching sports, I'm like, this is so cool. So I know, but that's my weird take on that. But MMA is very interesting to me now because I watch it with my man now. So I never can get into it though, but I'll watch and I'll gamble on it because I like gambling. Gambling's fun.
Sports, I like gambling's you and your thing. I like that. It's you and your husband or you and your fiance?
Fiance, we're not married yet.
Okay.
But
I like that you and your fiance gamble. Can you imagine you and I doing that? I don't know what we would gamble on because we don't watch sports together.
The Oscars?
Let me teach you something, okay? It is so cool what you can bet on in this world, okay? I'm kind of a degenerate, but I'm not. I just like it. I do it for fun, and I'm going to have a gambling show coming out at the radio station. Stay tuned. You can gamble. You can gamble on what... on Will Smith, what his next move is. Like, you can gamble on like the craziest. I'm serious. Like, what's the odds that you could have bet on who wins the Oscars? Like, there's a four, you know what I mean? Like, you can bet on so many things. It's incredible.
Is there a bet we can make right now between us? Can you think of a bet? Or is it like, am I putting you on
the spot? I'll put up Kate's ring.
Okay.
No. It's like I'm kind of short on cash right now.
No. I get what you did there. I get what you did there. Okay. How much do we want to bet that Chris Rock has a new Netflix special by the end of the year?
I mean, that's
stuff like that.
Most Dev, no, that's
I think I was
watching the news and somebody said
produced by Will Smith.
He said, we haven't heard from Chris Rock yet, but he has a comedy tour coming up. And I'm certain that
with Kevin Hart. Yeah.
And I want to hear, I'm not saying this will happen. I want to hear a new Will Smith song. Someone was playing Getting Jiggy With It in the school I was teaching today. They played Get Jiggy With It. And I do love that song. Yeah. So like, I would love another Will Smith banger. He could have apologies woven in if he feels like it, or it could be keep my motherfucking whatever he said, keep my wife's name out your motherfucking mouth. You could have that in there, whatever flavor. But I would love another Will Smith banger. We could have a Chris Rock special. And look, Chris Rock, I guess I did kind of antagonize him, but I'm willing to make up with him so he can just.
I've always liked his comedy. But like, we're going back to the 90s throwback, right? Even though Will Smith just won an Oscar, get a Will Smith and a new Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but I will not watch it. It looks too like dramatic and not funny for me anymore. Like it's not cheesy sitcom. I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
I just want.
It got very serious.
Even the serious episodes of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air made me highly uncomfortable.
Oh, the empty room, the dad. I think it's the dad scene, whatever. Oh, I mean, and I have daddy issues, so like that really just spoke to me as a child. So.
I couldn't do them. I couldn't do them at all. I was like, what is happening right now?
What is happening?
Is this a serious episode? I'd be so upset, dude, when that happened. When Will got pulled over for being black on the highway.
Oh,
joked that. I was like, this is too sad. I came home from school. I'm eating my milk and cookies, watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and it's a sad episode.
They wanted to
that
show
you. That fucked me up when that happened.
They wanted to show us the truth. And the truth. Here we are as a society still healing racism. And hopefully soon we can get to that.
I like the truth through comedy. If it's the truth through people suffering, I can't watch it. It's too intense.
You watch so many shows that are so intense without comedy. I have to sometimes be like,
guys do that, by the way.
But no, but when it's people I get my laughs from, and then suddenly they flip the script on me, and it's the, you know, it's different strokes when Willis and Arnold get molested by the guy at the bicycle shop or whatever. It's like, it flips your whole world upside down when that shit goes down.
Yeah. Listen, I've been rewatching all the sitcoms. I rewatched Friends. I rewatched Seinfeld. I rewatched, and I think as like a 36-year-old woman, instead of being like an insecure young girl, I hate half the characters now. I'm like, ah, like this is annoying. Like I don't like Ross anymore off Friends. Like it's just, it's funny rewatching and then living in New York. I'm like, oh, this isn't real. Like I've been rewatching every New York sitcom. It's so funny.
There's no Central Perk.
I get annoyed.
It's not a real place. Is it a real place? No. I have no idea.
It's like a fake place. It's like you can visit the set, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, well, or maybe it is real.
But it was in California, but I mean, it doesn't exist anymore. So
I look like a frog today. I know not everyone can see this, but like I wore a green shirt and I just feel like my face is also extra froggy.
Froggish today?
It's froggy? Frog today. I mean, I'm not against frogs.
Hey, Marie, sometimes when she's looking at herself in the podcast thing, she thinks she looks like, her head looks like a penis. She says that quite often.
I have
often.
A penis head sometimes, a potato head. Right now I look
You're channeling your inner frog today?
I'm like very lizardy right now. Anyway, sorry. I just had to.
No. I love it. No, it's.
I had to address the elephant in the room, which is I look like a frog,
which no one wanted to mention. And then you guys
were being very nice about
I think I just think you're very pretty and green's a good color on you.
Thank you. Well, frogs can be beautiful too. I'm a beautiful frog.
I'm not saying frogs aren't pretty. I'm just, you know,
I look extra froggy muppety. Anyway,
a muppety. I like that.
Kermit the froggy.
Yeah, I feel very Kermit today. it wasn't the vibe I was going for, but it's the vibe that happened. And but
what
I like
vibe singing, were you going for?
Sometimes I can sing like Kermit, where it's like, why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the I can't do it. You're making me
I can't fucking do it.
He hates it. It turns him off so much when I sound like Kermit.
It is exactly how Kermit sounds.
What's on the other side?
What do you have against Kermit?
Yeah. No, nothing, except I don't want to date Kermit. I don't want to date Kermit
while I talk like Kermit.
That's my problem with it.
I'm not. That sounds like
I'm in a sexual relationship with Kermit.
I'm like, do we need to tap into something from childhood? Because, you know.
Well, I've always loved Kermit the Frog, but not sexually. But
I like how he banged Miss Piggy.
Oh yeah, that
they were so different, but like he was banging Miss Piggy. I thought that was that's what comes up in my head every time, like, because she was hot.
She was confident. She was
just thick. She was, you know, she was thick. And now
thick, confident girl.
Exactly.
And when she'd be like, oh Kermit.
Yeah.
But then she was like, boss bitch.
Yeah.
I don't really remember like specific scenes or whatever, but I just remember watching the Muppets when I was little and I was like, okay, Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to see more shows with Miss Piggy in it. That's for sure. I haven't watched enough Miss Piggy lately, but I think there is a new Muppets show he'll never watch. This is why I want to have.
Wow. More, you.
So I have an excuse.
You want to have more kids? You can just watch it. You don't have to have another child.
I think
or
I
do want another child.
Yeah, can you tell her that,
really?
Please, Anne-Marie?
I want a kid.
You can watch cartoons without having children.
I want to have dependents.
Has this turned into couples therapy? So how old is Shane now?
Shane's 15. He's starting comedy.
Oh my goodness.
He's starting comedy.
Of course he started comedy. This guy has been in green room since he was a little babe.
And he was getting on stage. So, I mean, obviously we wrote most of the jokes for him back then. Mm-hmm. And then he wrote his own jokes. But yeah, this is going to be a different thing. And yeah, I mean, the show is at Soul Joel's in Pennsylvania.
What was the
April
one joke?
9th, so.
What was the one joke he used to say about, was it Snoop Dogg or was it?
Oh, he had a joke where it was like, where does Snoop Dogg go swimming in the summer? At the beach.
That's pretty good if it's coming out of a five-year-old's mouth.
No, dude. Yes, out of a six-year-old.
Pretty damn
people,
good.
People were dying.
I got a kick out of hearing that. I wasn't there to see the real thing, but I get a kick out of hearing that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
But he just grew up in that environment, so he's going to understand certain things that people don't know. You know what I mean? He's being trained at a young age, so that's good.
And I kind of...
Oh my God, I can't wait to see it. I know, but I can't wait to see it now. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, he's going to tape his set. So, all right. Well, do you ever watch hockey? I don't know why I wrote hockey down, but it's something, that like fascinates me because I actually kind of liked the Flyers growing up. Like, I think it was because they had the craziest mascot. I forget the name, but he's this like cracked out orange looking Muppet. So weird,
yeah.
But I liked it.
Yeah, you like Muppets.
I thought that dude just became the mascot like a few years back. The dude with
really?
The googly eyes?
Yeah, I don't know how long he's been. I don't know how long he's been around, but I know what you're talking about. I think being a sports fan and the different kind of sports, like hockey fans, it's just like a lot of fun. And it's a beautiful game. It's fast. It's high paced. It's physical. You're talking about a physical game. Hockey's crazy. And they're allowed to fight, which I think is kind of cool in a way. Because even though I'm kind of going against what I said before, I'm not against violence. But it's kind of cool. They kind of like get out of their system and they like keep playing. I think that's that testosterone male ego thing. I'm telling you, guys can just fight and then get over it. Girls cannot. Girls hold on to stuff forever. Guys just like are like, like if two girls at the Oscars did that, this would be a year. Oh my God, we would never hear the end of it. The group chats, the novels, the drama. Guys are just like poof, and then they're like over it. They're like, all right, cool, bro. Like cool. But yeah, hockey's. I'm not huge on hockey, I love watching it. I'll watch it when it comes to the playoffs.
Okay.
Like I don't follow.
I don't really watch it. You know what? Maybe I'm mixing up. I think the orange one maybe is new. It's the green guy maybe from baseball.
That's a Philly fanatic.
Yeah.
Is that just Philly that has these crazy looking mascots that are almost alien? Because I feel like a lot of other mascots are like tigers or like our mascots look like they're from like a spaceship.
Let me look up what
Is the Philly fanatic. I've lived in, you know, around Philly my whole life and grew up here, but is he an anteater?
He kind of has like Jar Jar Binks.
But he is funny.
Yeah.
I wonder how much they get paid. Do they get paid well, mascots?
Let's look it up.
I feel like I'd be a mascot for like the right amount of money, CG.
I'd be a mascot for the wrong amount of money.
Oh my god, this is so funny. The Rock. Oh my god, this is so great. The highest paid mascot is Rocky the Mountain Lion, the official mascot of the Denver Nuggets, who currently has a salary of $600,000.
Wow.
Yeah, but he's one of those who probably like jumps off.
But the average.
And shit.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so the average range is $30,000 to $170,000. But it probably depends what market you play for. So like.
Yeah, that 30,000 guy's really hurting to put money on the table. Like, he's probably pretty pissed at the $150,000.
If you're like, and they get endorsements and commercials, and like, for my football team, he does video games. He wrote a children's book. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but on average, I would say 30,000, which I mean, I don't think that's a bad paycheck to go be crazy at a game.
Well, it's not.
I do that for free. Either.
Oh, that's true. If you're only doing it at games, I wasn't thinking about that. If you're getting 30 G's and you just went to 15 football games on
Sundays
and just wild out, that's different.
Right. Yeah.
Baseball one, though, what is that, 160 games or something crazy like that?
Well, now it's in the 80s now because a lot of stuff went down. But between pandemic and then the lockout, whatever. So I think it's 80-something games now. But that's still a lot of games.
Right.
Yeah. And I know that I've heard that some of them have ventilation systems because if it's really hot out and they're baking in this like,
oh my God,
costume, I would think that's almost deadly.
I hate being hot.
Me too.
Oh yeah. If I was like covered, my head was covered and I could barely stand to wear clothing when it's out there and I'm sweaty and I'm steamy and sticky. I'm a sweaty dude. I break a sweat just eating dinner.
Yeah, that you could not do that job because of that, unless they had that air conditioning system that I've heard that they have.
Yo, if you give me a suit with an air conditioning system, I'll fucking sport that all the time just because I feel like.
Yeah. I bet the mascot's some crazy community, like the comedy community, and it's all weird and like political. And I guarantee you can't just. You can't just become a mascot. I bet it's such a weird community, like the comedy community.
If there's like a new mascot and they're like, what the fuck is
this? Oh, they're like, all right, whatever. Like, oh, he just, you know what I mean? Like, oh, he just got it. Like, he didn't even deserve it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I already know. It's probably like a weird community.
There's weird dinner parties, like that movie with Tom Cruise and Nicole.
Aren't you always dying to know what they look like? I'm like, what if there's like a smoking hot dude under that suit, or like a supermodel that's like hotter than the cheerleaders?
Takes his helmet off, and you're like, God damn, that man is gorgeous.
Yeah, there's a lot of mystery there, but I couldn't be a mascot. I don't like being covered. Like, I have to wear a mask. For teaching, and it's hard. So I can't imagine like a full body thing. I would be I get very diva. So
I can't do anything like my face. Like that mask, the COVID mask makes me crazy.
Yeah.
How are masks in New Mexico? Are they pretty much gone over there?
They're pretty much gone. But it's like by choice.
Breathe the free air in New Mexico. I feel like they're not that strict in New Mexico. I've never been, and I don't know any of this definitively.
Well, to me, it all became super political beyond the COVID. So I feel like now it's a political statement because they've lifted kind of, that's what how I feel. But they were very strict here. Very, very strict. So, but now it's like, if you want to, you can, but still most businesses, their employees still wear masks, but you don't have to wear a mask. Hmm. And they just took masks out of all the schools.
Oh, well, hopefully, I think they are taking them out of mine soon.
Good.
I want to start a let our kids breathe again campaign. Oh, like you just have to make it sound good.
Do you know how many kids, like, psychologically, it's messing up how we perceive people? Like, people don't even know what their classmates look like. It's starting to, like, really mess with children's, like, development and stuff. Like, it's crazy.
No, I believe that completely. Because when I wear a mask, I feel, like, more covered up. Like, I feel like,
well, facial expressions. I don't have
to, yeah, it matters more. And so you don't practice that. Well, you're showing somebody else when you're interacting with them. There's this whole big piece of it that's gone.
Oh, my resting bitch face got way worse because my face has been covered. So I've been allowed to just be like, and now I have to go back into like a slight smile when I'm listening.
You're like,
like that.
Yeah. Oh, your Kermit face.
Yeah, it's my fake. That's my fake enjoying a story. I look like Kermit.
Yeah. You're
like, cool. Thanks. Sorry, I'll stop doing Kermit. I feel like I could do Kermit though, and then stop for 5 minutes and you'd be able to get a boner. I feel like it might take 5 minutes after.
Like Kermit, 5 minutes?
It's not gonna take a full five. I could get revved up pretty quick, but
just take out the titties.
Just take out the Kermit. Yep. Just take out the titties.
That sounds
power of the P, you know what I mean?
That could be my like defense though. If someone's about to attack me, either like physically or sexually, I could just be like, why are there so many thugs about rainbows?
And they're like, stop doing that.
They'd get soft so
but
fast.
What if someone like, has God like damn. Weird, but what if someone has like a weird Kermit fetish? Like they're gonna be like, oh yeah.
They're like, I'm so fucking hard right now.
Oh God.
You they're like, you sang the perfect song.
And you're like, oh my God, you are so hot right now. Like, what?
Well, we got to wrap it up on that really awful Kermit.
Oh, I thought it was great.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't watch Kermit porn, but I bet you it's out there somewhere.
There has to be Miss Piggy porn out there.
She's
I was
going
to say that when I was about to tell you guys that there was, you know, did you guys see the Miss Piggy porn? Just pretend it was real earlier in the podcast.
But
I feel like there has to be some.
I unfortunately, like, I just spin around too many. Just, I don't know if it's being a part-time bro or whatever, but like, I've heard dudes talk about what porn they've watched and I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. Even Kyle was like, he messes with me because I get, like, I just think, Miss Piggy porn would be weird. Have you heard of cake farts?
Yes.
No.
You haven't?
No.
There's just a smoking hot, do you like cake? Because I don't like cake, so don't ruin it for me.
Cake's
just, like,
dope.
smoking hot chicks who are just, like, farting on cakes.
So, wait, how is that porn? How isn't that just a funny video?
You just Google, when we hang up here, you just Google cake farts and you and Kate have some fun.
I mean,
I think I'm actually gonna now that you said that because I like that you might can, be hilarious.
I've seen it and it's more of like this weird fetish niche because in some of them nothing happens other than just a nice ass farting on a birthday cake. It is the weird. I've commented on this before years ago. It's one of the weirdest things, but the human mind and what we're made of it's weird, and that's why I say, the more we can claim our subconscious and work with that, the less we act out on it. Just in case Will Smith is listening. But
yeah, just in case.
But at the same time, sometimes people catch hands. Like, you have to realize, like, what was that Mike Tyson quote that we got sent? Do you still have it? But it was like, it said something like, sometimes you have to know you can get smacked. Like, even though it's illegal and stuff like that, like, you have to be a bit sensitive, I think, with words. I'm not saying violence should happen, but at the same time, like, you can be violent with words. And I do think people should choose their words wisely. And that should be important. Doesn't mean you should get hit or whatever, but you choose the wrong
word. Take it outside or wait till the backstage and then fight. I don't know.
It's, yeah, I mean, emotions took over, but that's why.
I can see both sides of it. If you know, on Will Smith's side, who knows how emotional that conversation has gotten between him and his wife.
Exactly.
And then exactly what mood they're in that night or how turbulent it is or whatever. And then at the same time, like Chris Rock just trying, it's like a live comedy show that's like so big. It's such a huge thing that you have to just look forward to and maybe dread as a comic. I don't know, because I'm not a comic, but I could see possibly be, you know, being worried about that the whole time. And then you get up there, you have to perform, you know, with your nerves and everything else. So, and then maybe it just, the joke didn't really come out right. Like you were saying, A-Marie, like it wasn't exactly expertly executed, just because who knows why. So like, I can get either side. I do think like a slap in front of that many people at a very civilized event is a little much, but at the same time, I don't know how hard you took getting insulted in front of that many people. You know what I mean? So it might equal out. I don't even know.
My only other point with it, as from being from a stand-up comedian standpoint, is I don't like when, because we look up to LA Elite, we look up to Hollywood, people idolize them, right? Now Will Smith has made it okay to do that, though. So some, I know for a fact, I don't care if you're doing a hole in the wall in Philly or at the Oscars, people think it's going to be okay to go slap a comedian. And I'm not saying take away, make it any joke. You can't.
I'm getting brass knuckles and a taser.
I remember, I can't remember if it was New York Comic. I remember someone almost got stabbed one time. And like, that's just not okay. Then also at the same time, if you don't like, you can't limit you can't pick and choose comedy either. It's subjective. So then don't go to a comedy show then. I don't know. That's the only other point I have. That like, I hope that people don't take this like, oh, that's Will Smith does it, I can do it, I'm gonna go sleep. Like, you know, okay. Well, most of those comics, it's all we got, okay? We're being paid $25 to do this 15 minutes. Just let us live, okay? Let us work through stuff.
But I do still think comics should consider being kinder. I think it's very smart.
I think if you do it right though, you wouldn't be offended. I think if they did the joke right though, you wouldn't be offended.
Well, if you do right, it's not offensive. If you do a joke right, you can dance perfectly in that space where you're pushing it to the edge, but you're not hurting people. And very few.
Have you seen, what's his butt? Ricky Gervais or whatever with Mel Gibson. I mean,
I've seen some of Ricky Gervais's stuff, and obviously he's hilarious.
Mel Gibson is standing next to him at an award show, and he's just going off about every dark demon of Mel Gibson, and Mel Gibson's like,
that's because Mel already had his arrest. Once you have the hard arrest, you learn you can't get violent again. He already had his thing. But all I'm saying is, like, I know comics who've done Rikers comedy shows, right? When you go in, you're not gonna fuck with them because you know you could get fucking killed. So all I'm saying is, when you're standing up there in front of people you don't know, you should be wary that if you say something nasty, you could trigger someone. And I'm always very aware of trying to not hurt people. And that's
okay, but also, you never know what people are going through. We know what Jada's going through because of maybe her physical appearance and because she's a celebrity. You don't know what human's going through. Everyone assumes I'm just like a perfectly good human, but they don't know. And they don't know stuff about you or your whatever. So you can't, that's going to take away from the art too, though. Like, people are making it too much about them.
I just think there's a way to be nice and still funny and edgy. And like I said, it's just something I've noticed just being in comedy myself is
when I felt that
meanness, I personally was turned off and I was like, this is going to, people don't realize it now, but this is going to affect them in one way or another. You know, being nice is important. So,
oh, there's definitely going to be the first video that comes out of when somebody slaps a comedian, the next person who slaps a comedian.
I'm going to be pissed.
It's going to be me.
Like, yeah, that'll definitely happen.
Someone's just going to slap me.
I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to be so mad.
No, I mean,
I will
kill them off the stage if they slapped you, baby.
You're saying to me, or did you call Anne Marie, baby?
What do you? No, you. It's hard to say because like I looked at the screen to see both of you. I was like,
that was a little too comfy.
But I think you should have assumed that it was you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, but honestly, when I take to the stage, I try my best, and I think I'm pretty fucking funny, and that I, you know, push.
That's you though, and how.
Yeah, but I've made it important to have a good heart while being a comedian.
Well, then
have that too. But I think people lost their heart. I think they've got karma coming for them, and
But you can't focus your energy on that either. Just then, those are those people. You know what I mean? Just keep doing what you're doing and focusing on what you're doing.
Stay in your lane. I stay in the lane where there are mermaids and fairies and unicorns. Mm-hmm. So that's my lane, you know, and if someone starts with me, I have done the work to ride my emotional waves as the cosmic surfer I am. I also think people need to know the importance of words, and that I don't think everything is up for grabs in a way certain people think it is. And I've seen certain things that I felt were really cruel. And I just think people should be a bit more sensitive, but that's just me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I'm just saying like, sometimes I do believe words are powerful, but at the same time, we got to do the work and not let, it's a weird thing though, too. Like you can't, like that's reflecting on how that person is. Like you can't make things too personal about yourself too. You know what I mean? Like I don't know. I just also see so many comics worry about not what you're saying. This is just another thing I like to always add is like comics. I just hear comics talk about other comics or worry so much about their jokes. I'm like, that has nothing to do with what you're doing in comedy. Like just stay in your lane and compete with yourself is like my biggest advice to comics too. But I know you're saying we should hold our craft to more of like a standard, I guess, or like, it's maybe it's not almost
even,
too
not
easy.
Even just in comedy. It's like people should
in life. Whoa,
that kindness is important, you know. And like if you go around beating people down verbally, it might lead to someone reacting negatively. Once again, I'm not saying that's the ultimate answer, but sometimes if you don't watch it and you're making verbal smacks, you might get actually smacked. It's just, you know, it's not going to be from me. You know, I've got cute little petite hands, but.
Right. No, you're strong as fuck.
No, yeah, I could smack the fuck out of someone.
I know Kate could. I wouldn't mess with her. Kate Wolf, I wouldn't mess with Kate Wolf.
She's strong as an ox.
Feral, like a little banshee or like a possum. Possums become so scary when they're threatened. I'd be like I'd become like this weird.
Whoa, are you? They're not like cute before they're threatened. Possums they're pretty disgusting so creatures.
No, possums are a little cutie patootie bunch mooties, but then if they get scared, they're like.
I think possums are the filthiest creatures on the planet, damn near. I think of a joke and I'm trying to say like what, you know, like a really disgusting creature. I usually say possum.
I think they
can. Little beady eyes.
Okay, let's say cat.
I don't know.
But if you piss off the cat.
I love cats. Yeah, that's a good, cats are so cute.
I know. Okay, so we got to wrap it up. Well, I was going to wrap it up on the Kermit thing, but now it's going to be on. So, Amory, where can people find you?
So on any social media platform, it's at @part_time_bro, @part_time_bro. You can catch me on The Sports Animal Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time. It's called The Opening Drive. If you have more questions, just follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and I'll happily ask your questions.
Awesome. And for me, I have a show April 9th at Soul Joel's Westover, PA. Tickets at souljoels.com. I'll be headlining. Shane's going to be on it. I've got Matt Jenkins and Soul Joel's going to be hosting. So come to that. And if you want a healing, kwolf27 @gmail.com. And I'll help you to not ever catch physical hands or gods and goddesses' hands. Yeah. To get a healing,
I can't
learn how to not catch the universe's hands.
Well, I hope you have a great time headlining, but I'm very excited for Shane.
Me too.
And it was so nice meeting you.
You too, Amory. This is wonderful.
And then congratulations on the engagement. Can't wait to share our crystals or stones or whatever we receive.
Kristaps.
And Kate, I hope you don't get slapped. I hope let me know how that's.
I really don't. I don't want to get slapped.
You're not going to.
If I see someone coming at me, I'm going to start speaking tongues. So it'll get weird.
I feel like we should just get you some pepper spray. I've been saying it for a long time. Why don't we get you some pepper spray?
Yeah, you know what? Every comic should have pepper spray now.
Oh, I have.
Some of them might be a little trigger happy.
I want to show you this. Hold on.
Oh, no. Does Amory have actual?
So
I'm just going to bring a machete to all my shows. JK, JK, JK.
Okay. So look at this. This is great. So I have mace. I have like mace, pepper spray. Okay. Look, I know this is not a visual podcast, but I know you do clips, but I'm just going to show you guys and explain at the same time. So this looks like a normal big,
it looks
pen,
like a
right?
normal pen. It's a sparkly girl looking.
And
pen.
Comics, as comics, we're like always carrying our like notebooks or whatever. You open this bad boy up. It's a freaking knife. It's I'll stab someone in the neck with this. It's like a, so I felt more comfortable with this than carrying around a knife or
Hey Marie, I think that's a little nuts because like, if you never like spraying someone is probably a little okay. But like, if you never stabbed somebody in the neck before and you're just going to raise up and start stabbing necks. Okay. To me, that's a little bit crazy.
I love it.
as a female, I'm not trying to be like this. And I work in a downtown area. I work weird hours. I'm a performer. I deal with a lot of weird people.
Amory, I'm feeling a Viking.
I fucking love it.
You need to have your own Vikings, one of those, and sell them or something. You need to have your own knife pens with Vikings on it. And Vikings would also have knives. Dude, so it's like,
dude, look how insane this is. And then you like touch it. Like no one's messing with, like they think they're messing with me. And they think they're getting my.
With my
and then they get a neck stab and then they get a stab in the neck.
Listen, Kyle always,
and I would poke myself right through the ass.
I know Kyle is just so protect, he just doesn't trust anyone. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, you're carrying around something. And I was like, I'll carry around my Bic pen.
Now see, because that the one thing about that, Amory, is I'm just thinking like that thing like is lethal. Like whoever you hit in the neck with that, that's a dead
well,
body.
If any kind of human tries to attack me, they deserve
a whistle.
It.
A whistle, maybe. No.
What's a whistle gonna do?
That's true. That's true. I don't know what it's like in downtown.
Your head dies out as you're getting raped.
That's Walter White territory down there in New Mexico. I don't know what's going to happen down there. So
it's no joke here.
It's not like she's going to misuse it, you know?
No.
But it's the choice between. So I'm sorry.
If people are crazy in this world, though, too. Like there are a lot of crazy people roaming these streets. People are losing their minds. Mental health is very. People need to take care of their mental health, especially in the last couple of years. So no, I'm sorry. I don't trust people either. Like, and especially as a female. So that's
right.
I don't want to carry on a gun or a knife. I just got my big pen. I think every now, oh my God, I should contact Chris Rock. He should endorse it. Every comic should just carry this in their pocket.
That would have been the bloodiest Oscars. That would have been.
Yeah, dude. Because that the squirting from the
okay.
pen that went in the neck.
It doesn't have to. Oh my God, I got so violent. I just channeled someone. Okay, I'm just saying this is a good weapon. And they're not going to see it coming. They're like, oh, imagine I pull it out. And they're like, what are you going to do with that? I'm like,
like even a normal knife. You could slash him, but there's only one fatal move with that big pen.
I don't know.
You're dealing out murders.
No, I don't know why it makes me feel better than a knife, but for some reason that makes me feel more safe.
I love it.
I'm into it. I'm into it. I didn't expect it. You're like, check this motherfucking thing out. It's like a pen and then the sharpest, scariest thing I've ever seen.
That's the best thing I ever had. You just, behind you, you have this like, concealed weapon thing. That's so awesome.
I want to blow
I thought I was being so smooth.
Like you didn't even have to leave the room to go get it for you. Just turned your head and it was like right there.
Oh, it's in my work bag. And no, but we're like, you know, I was like, I want to carry like mace or something when I started this job downtown, and I work weird hours and I'm like the only one in the studio, whatever. And it isn't safe down here. There's a lot of crime. So we go to like knives, gun store, whatever you call it. And I'm like looking at, I think I'm so smart. I'm like, ooh, this pen. I'm like, ooh, I'll really get them because they know I'm a comic. They won't know what's coming. Like, it's like that thing is no joke.
No one's going to be slapping you on stage now that everyone knows.
Now that they know, they'll be returned with a death stroke. Yeah,
yeah. You slap.
I will say, I think size, there is a thing like size does matter, because I don't think people mess with me. One, I think I have a really, like Kate Wolf said, an energy, and I'm a very, but I'm also very intimidating to people. I'm like 6 foot. I'm athletic. Like, people are scared of me.
No. That helps, because I don't really understand some of Kate's fears, because I'm a very big dude. And so, you know, some of the little ones that she had. Well, and like, nobody's physically attracted to me, you know, enough to try to rape me or sexually molest me or something. So I don't have to worry about that. Okay, so there's a lot of things I don't have to worry about that
you are a smaller female would have to be raped. You're just too big to be raped.
Got it.
Right.
Like, you're 6'6". No one's raping you, bro.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Okay, so I got a tall one too. I got a 6'5". So I'm saying, like, no one messes with us. They're like, oh, the huge Viking couple.
It'll just be too much of a bitch to mess with you. So they're like, nah.
No one wants to mess with me. So I'll either talk like Kermit, or I'll start being like doing some crazy elvish tongue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'll be so confused. I'll transport them to another dimension.
Oh, wow.
This Kermit thing is actually hilarious. So I'll remember that, Kate, whenever. Now when I see Kermit, I'll.
When you're stabbing a main artery in their neck, you can also do like a Kermit.
I am not going to stab anyone. I've already decided. I will never put myself in that position.
Avery's not going to use it unless you try to rape her, and then game on.
Nope.
If someone's trying to rape you, you better stick that right in.
No, I meant that will never happen to me because I decided. And that's a whole nother conversation we can have. So,
you know. Energy attracting energy. Okay.
Right. So. That will never happen to me.
Okay. So, and no, I don't think anyone that's here is going to get raped. I really, and I'll make a bet on that.
I'm sorry, everyone. If we take that lightly, what I said.
Give the audience, in case they want to get one of those Bic murder pens. Just to make
them
feel safe.
Can I call this episode Big Murder Pen?
Yes. If that's actually clickbait, probably. People are going to be like, Amory, what?
Bic's going to have to call me up and be like, people keep thinking we sell murder pens.
Hi, this is Bic's lawyer. Yeah, we are.
So actually, it just says, it's okay. It looks like a Bic pen, but it says, Super Fine Point USA with a Bic top, though.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw the Bic top on it, and I was like, Bic made that shit?
Huh.
Now, this
all right, well, I gotta
like,
wrap this up.
Anyways, that is. Okay, sorry.
And I'll
look. Okay, sorry. Okay.
So you told everyone where they can find you. I said the stuff. And everyone, keep it classy. Try not to hit anyone. And Chris Friend Rock, love. let's take a picture. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Always loved you. Okay. Anyway, bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.